at Neola, and there was a very good reason for that. You see, we didn't have sound equipment, and E or AH sound has a longer carrying quality, so they usually had an E in it anyway, and Neola. And this one in particular was called Leah Lee, Half Man, Half Woman Alive. When you go on the inside, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to draw an imaginary line from the very top of its head down to the very tip of its toes. And on one side, you'll find the strong arm, the muscular limb, the coarse beard, and the heavy features. And on the other side, the beautiful features of the feminine sex. Father, mother, brother, and sister in one body, alive. See the balance? Father, mother, brother, and sister in one body. That's what I was speaking of. Any other questions?
Are there any other questions from the audience? All right. I will point out to you that at 4 o'clock, almost in a few minutes now, there will be a session up here where you will get to hear conversation with all of the various vendors that we have here and to learn a little bit about their background, the Baltimore Arabbers, our hot dog vendors, and so on. So do stay around the American Talkers section here, and we'll have another session in a very few moments.
Men, women, and children alike. Come on in, yeah. I'm going to tell you something nice, yeah. The Strawberry Man's in town. Come on in, yeah, girl. Strawberry, strawberry. You got cantaloupe, watermelon. Come on in, yeah. Listen to this news. Sit down on the bench and rest your shoes. Come on in, yeah, now. Well, I ain't going to be here long.
Okay. Welcome, everyone. We're lucky to have here with us at the festival some of the last of the street criers. And at one time, not that long ago, street crying was something that was part of American life. In the summertime, when the fruits and vegetables came out, people would go through the streets with their wares, and they would make up rhymes or shout and holler to let people know they were coming, and in fact, to let the people know which vendor it was, because the vendors were known by their particular cries. Unfortunately, with traffic and supermarkets and whatnot, this is no longer a way of life, the old Yankee peddler and street crying traditions. But we do have with us, well, I'll let these people introduce yourselves. We'll start with the Baltimore Arabbers. I don't know if any of you are familiar with the tradition of Arabbing in Baltimore, but it's a tradition that dates back to ancient times, really. These men go through the streets with their horses and their brightly colored carts, loaded down with fruits and vegetables, and they sing and cry to the people. They have regular routes, and everyone looks forward to them coming. And so let me introduce you here first to Walter Kelly, who will tell you about Arabbing and demonstrate a few of his cries.
Good evening, everybody. In Baltimore City, we have approximately 75 to 100 Arabs still Arabbing on the streets of Maryland. Most Arabs are noted by their cries going through the city of Baltimore. Not only Arab, during the winter season, I don't know if any of y'all ever heard of a junk man. They have them going through the alleys in some of the front streets. And they holler, any old rags, any old cotton mattress, hay mattress, what? Oh, rag, any old paper. That's a junk man. Mostly in Arabbing and selling fruit and produce. Most Arabs are noted by their calls. And I go in through blocks, hollering, and give my call. I let them know by telling them, stop all your honing and your washing too. Stick your head out the window, hear the watermelon blue. Oh, God, watermelon. Got them red to the rhyme. If you want sweet watermelon, come to this wagon mine. And the little children, they run in the house. Hey, Mom, there's Mr. Kelly out there.
Yeah, Sonny Diggs is my name. I'm also an Arabber. Well,
little while back, there was women, men, we delivered stuff to them, and some people couldn't get out the house. I had an old lady, was a good customer of mine. She was deaf and dumb. Now, see, like this man here's talking? Well, I'm going to tell you what she did to me. She couldn't talk, so she would lower a bucket out the window. Like last week, I sold her a bad watermelon. So I got to make up for it this week, you know. So what she do, she draws a picture of the rear end of a mule and put a boot in the bucket, drop it down in the window. So I asked the little boy, I said, man, what she mean? You know what she mean. If you don't straighten that out, she's going to put that foot in your you know what I mean. So that's the way it was her communication to me to tell me that I sold her a bad watermelon. So I put the watermelon in the bucket in four pieces. And she would bring it up each time up and put it in an ice box. And I used to do that all the time for her. And it was a great pleasure to serve that lady because she couldn't communicate, but she would draw pictures of what she wanted, or how she wanted per pound or whatever. And I would take and wait on her. And it was a great honor. And like some people have sent their children to school not reading, not know how to read. But you could go to them with a $20 bill and tell them that you want so-and-so, this and that, beans and bodily fat, they would have you. And when they get done, they're going to have it down to the penny and give you your change back. They couldn't read a lick, but they could do it. They send their children to school, through college and everything, off that same kind of money. Now, it would be a hurting thing if you see a child talk back to their father or their mother like that, and you see them from years back on the street, how they was brought up, how they send their children to school. And some kids didn't like it to do it, you know, following their father's footsteps. And in Baltimore, we have, like, woodmen, coal men, and all this year. And fishmen. Yes, fish got salmon trout. Got some with the guts hanging out. Got big roaches. Got hard head. And we also have soft crabs alive. Every time the wheel turns, one dies. Every time the wheel turns, one lies. Hard crab alive, hard crab. They're pretty good crab routes. And like now, you have some guys around there selling crabs, and they really couldn't do it like I could years ago. Strawberry, big bad strawberry, strawberry. And some people would pay you just to hear that. I had a lady come to me one day crying. I mean, tears come down her eyes. Oh, please. Got down on knees. Oh, Lord, please, Mr. Arab, cry for me again. Cry for me again. I miss my throat sore. So I'm going to give you $20. I miss my throat sore. I'm going to give you $20. Lord, strawberry, man, cry, strawberry. I was crying. Well, Mr. Keller got a little song he wants to sing for you. I'm going to try to help him out. I know he don't like to do it. The song is a little used but not abused. All right, Mr. Keller.
There was a doctor, his name was Quack. He fell in the well and he broke his neck. It served him right. He should have been home, trying to cure the sick and leave that well alone. Where did he go? How do you know? Oh, wasn't that a misery? Oh, Black Roman, he saved, went over the transom, man, he opened the door. He lit it on the sugar. He lit it on the ham. He wiped his feet on the grocery, man. Where did he go? How do you know? Oh, wasn't that a misery? Oh, Black Roman Hickory Tree. Say he bought himself a suit of combination underwear to keep out the frost and the chilly air. Say he wore it 6 months without a zacharation. He couldn't pull them off because he lost the combination. Where did he go? How do you know? Oh, wasn't that a mess? Oh, Black Roman Hickory Tree. Thank you.
In A-Rabbing the whole horses are very special to the vendors, and in fact, a horse that they've had for a long time knows the route and will stop in front of the house. The Arab doesn't even have to tell him to stop. And Mr. Kelly has a song that he sings to his horse when they're ready to go home. He's going to try and do it for you here.
I don't know if anyone here is familiar with horses or not, but a horse got a lot of sense. He knows when he's going home. So most of the time when I'm sold out and I'm feeling good, I get to sing it to my horse going home. And my horse is named Joe. I be going home and road, road dog, got a road dog. Went down the road, 10 miles behind no stone. Old big horse had a whooping call. Say, I knock him in the collar with a loaded line. Oh, mine. Hey, to tell you what the old fella done. He cocked his legs up into the sun. Oh, road, road dog.
Next, we have with us one of the last of the traditional medicine showmen, Mr. Alton Machen, and he's from down south in South Carolina?
Indeed.
Indeed, and he goes to flea markets and sells his medicine, and he has a pitch that he's been doing for many years. So, Mr. Machen, would you please demonstrate?
Yes.
They call me the medicine man. But I'm not only the medicine man. I'm a Tootsie Roll man and a Jelly Bean man and the L&M man and the Candy man and the Peanut man and the Medicine man. Here's the man that do you good and the man that help you too if you don't run. But it can't be any service to you and you're running. You got to be halted to get this fantastic service. Now, ladies and gentlemen, this is something. It gives me a new inspiring feeling and a new outlook in life. I'm doing something it's really good, I think, for mankind. The reason why I say it is real good, it does me good. It makes me feel good. And if I feel good, I want each and every one to feel likewise. Feeling good and looking good. And oh, when you're feeling that way and looking that way, how sweet it is, how sweet it is. You are satisfied because you have something to brag about. You have something to smile about. It's good health. But the average young man or woman, mostly what happens, end of those days, they run the health in the young days because they don't know the value and the equality that they have. So the coat oil is done burnt low and the time is wound up. I see a lot of people, ladies and gentlemen, in my lifetime. Some of them are handicapped, one eye, one leg, one arm. But you can look over the end of your nose, you'll see another one in critical condition. You say, Lord, that man's, he is good. He has one. Some don't have any. But it is something to think about. You are raising children. And you don't know what's going to happen to these children in lifetime, but always think of this and don't remember. Don't forget it. Remember this. Think about the other person. You are lucky. You are lucky. I've been here on this earth for 71 long years. I haven't lost an eye. I haven't lost an ear, but I have one arm. You can see the marks on this arm, but this arm has never been up to my face. I can't comb my hair, can't wear a tie, can't wash my face. But here's what bears in my mind all time. My good arm, this is my good arm. You heard those saying all your life, ladies and gentlemen. You see, the man said, that poor man, he is standing on his last leg. But ladies and gentlemen, you see these people on the street, poor man. Man may ask you, the woman, would you give me a dime? Would you help me? Well, I'll tell you what you do. To check me, read the 5th chapter of James, 2nd James, see what it says about these people. And the stranger, stranded, hungry, no clothes on his body. Look what you have. You know what you do to most of you? You burn it up, throw it out here. The man talk about the junk man, the rag man. Now, this can be used to someone who's going to get some service out of this. Don't burn it up. When it's burned, you can't get any service out of it. Give it to somebody, even if they don't appreciate it. But the man, a woman, that gives you something, they say, well, no, it ain't no good, but I'm going to take it. One day they may give me something pretty good, but if you turn it down and says, I don't want it, I don't want it, that person will never give you anything and will never offer you anything. You tried it once, and they made fun of it. But don't do that. Now, I'm going to get back to something that is real good. It's going to touch your heart. Your health is your wealth. Now, I'm a man. I sell medicine. Nothing but the real thing come from the fields and the valleys and the mountaintop. Ginseng, golden seal, rhubarb, buckthorn, sarsaparilla, wild cherry, fennel leaf, burdock, cascade, spignet root, calamus root, swamp root, and wild cherry, poplar bud, sweet gum bud, juniper berry. Now, yes, what I believe in medicine is this. The Lord made it. He blessed it. He put a seal on it. Here's the word he said. Behold, everything that I have made, it is good, and it is very good. Was made for the welfare of man, the beast of the land, the fowls in the air, and the fish in the bottom of the sea. All walks of life, the old pioneer and the old man, they used medicine. I remember back in World War I, it wasn't enough people to bury the dead. The one that believed in herbs, they provided. The one that didn't believe in herbs, they died. My dad, I never will forget it. He gave us medicine every night that the good Lord sent. And he gave me the thing that I am selling. He gave me the thing that I am using. Therefore, I believe in it because he taught me that. Here's what Proverbs say. You teach the child the way it's supposed to go. When it gets young, it'll never depart from his training. I raised 10 children. I have never have paid a hospital bill. I have never had a death in my family. God knows this is the truth, and the truth is the light of the world, and it stands when the world is burning down. I know some old mothers is 80 and 90 years of age, but the children is all dead, but the mother is still living. She outlived all of her children, and I think it is something is real good, and she knows that God knows that she did something good because she supported her children. She seen them all die. Here's what I heard a lot of women say. Mother, if I could only live to see my children grow up and get married and find a good man.
Yeah,
and
you.
How sweet it is when they do that.
Thank you, Alton.
All
right. And that's a sample of the medicine man's pitch. Next, I'd like to introduce you. Thanks, Alton. Certainly.
Let me get out here and sell
Can
it.
I get back
me
and
out
sell
here,
some medicine.
Get out here and sell some.
Okay. Mr. Johnson, would you like to come up? We also have the balloon man from Washington. We have with us a hot dog vendor from St. Petersburg, Florida, who has wonderful pitches he uses to sell hot dogs. He also sells pumpkins and fruit. So, Mr. Walton, could you please give an example of your pitch?
I'm so tired I can't hardly talk.
You mean you're cold like me?
Amen. Yeah, I sell hot dogs. Unfortunately, we don't have any more there to sell. Every day we get started, we're through in about 2 hours. I guess I must be just that good. Yeah, we sell hot dogs, and I love to sell hot dogs. It's my job. I started this a long time ago, going from different ball stadiums. I've been to some of the largest areas in the states, and I've been out of the state, too. I had the opportunity to go to Japan with the Cardinals also, selling my hot dogs, and everywhere you go, you're going to find them selling hot dogs. The people over in Japan, when they be vending, you know, they run up and down and say, "Yupai, tipai, tipato." I say, "Hey, what is this here?" It's the way we sell our hot dogs. You know, but they say it so fast, you know, so I had to learn to say that. And somebody was trying to learn me last year how to say hot dogs in the Canadian voice. By God, I hadn't looked in my book and found it before I got up here, but I forgot it. But Schultz, yeah, that's what it is. It's Schultz here. That's what it is in Canadian. Schultz is. But we holler, hot diggy dog, y'all. Get your dog, dogs, doggone dog right here. We got them good and hot right here. Your dogs, my dogs, his dogs, weaning dogs, any kind of dog, dachshunds and everything. It ain't mean old hot dog man, y'all. Hey, I got the hot, hot diggity, diggity, diggity dogs right now. Dogs, 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 and doggone. Get your hot dogs right here.
Thank you, Mr. Walton. Now we have with us Mr. Plache, who's from the Bronx and has been selling newspapers in Manhattan for over 40 years in the same neighborhood, and he is known by his cry, and they say you can hear him all the way to the Brooklyn Bridge, and I believe it. He's called a bootjacker. It's the man who yells extra to sell the papers, and I'll let him demonstrate his pitch.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Well, I'm just not going to take up much time of you. I'm not going to take up much time of your time now and everything, but I give you as best that I can think back. Well, I don't know if I tell you exactly the days and year and everything. Everybody will know my age, so. Well, the years gone by, I'll say over 50 years ago, when we all had to start out as kids and so on to sell the newspaper, we had to call a newsboy. Some of your great men were newsboy and so forth like that. Well, I used to go out and sell the morning paper. Morning news and mirror. Morning paper here. Get your morning paper. Then goes along and everything like that. Times go by. Every time I go in the subway, morning paper. Look, two guys there, two more boys there. Some were grown men, not too grown, so on. I would go along and pass and everything. So as the time go by, you can't sell much paper because there's a lot of newsboy and people don't buy paper like they buy today. They read and everything like that. They get one paper to get the news. So therefore, I said to myself, there's a big headline, and it says extra. I said, well, I'm going in the paper, extra, extra, trying to sell the paper and so on. That didn't do no good or anything. So I have to make a set. And one day come, I said, hey, Benny, let's come on and go on out and do bootjacking. And he said, what do you mean? Come on, I show you. And another fellow, come on, Dick. And we went out and everything. I said, just follow me. I went out and everything like that. What was the headline? Some old gangster shot down and his name was what? I forgot his name, whatever it is. We're going out and say, I went out, extra, extra, read all about it. World shot down, dead in the murder. Extra, extra, read all about it. Then everybody come running around. What is this there? Oh, Madden shot down dead. Oh, I know him. Give me a paper. Give me a paper. And the other guy, the other fella said, Hexray, Hexray, Hexray. I said, man, come on. Shot down dead in the murder. Shot down dead. Hexray. Then I come again. Goddamn, give me out the paper and everything like that. Then it goes along. Everybody says, Jesus, that's the way to sell extra song. Then it becomes a business now, and we're going out and everything. Well, remember, those days were no radio or anything like that. That's over 55 years ago. Then it becomes a business, and everybody comes and says, Jesus, you got to do something to strike. Now, today, you got radio, you got television, all that extra and everything. I happen to be one of the originators, and the last one left, of course, Smithsonian, caught me the last time, just a couple months ago. I'm down there and I'm feeling good. I got on Stan and Fulton and William down in the finance district. I'm looking around. Everybody's going by and the crowd, the home rush, going home. Let me wake this people up here. Oh,
Big bomb drop in London. Where Iran blown up. Where Medicare. Everybody stop. Break all. Give it. Well, in no time, my 500 paper is gone. And that's what it is. Thank you very much. And I,
last but not least, I'd like to introduce you to the balloon man who has a pitch that he uses to sell balloons here in Washington. Mr. Johnson?
Oh.
Could you just give an example of your pitch for the people?
Example of my pitch. Okay. When I'm selling balloons, I always try to think of something, have something to say that entertaining kind of, that interests the people. So this is one thing I say when I'm selling my balloons. The ones I has now has the names as I call. They are big, they are beautiful. The stars, Humpty Dumpty, he diddle diddle, Jack and Jill. Old MacDonald had a farm. They're beautiful balloons to decorate. They make the lovely ladies happy, make the children happy. When you make the pretty little ones happy, then everyone's happy. That's including the little ladies. Pick them out, get them now.
Thank you very much. Let's give a big hand for our street criers.
Thank you.
Okay.